Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Dini is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. John is a great member of our Brain Trust, a longtime member, one of the smartest management guys I know. He's the president of Management Performance Network and the author of 103 Tips for Better Hiring and other important documents. He is also the lead franchisee for a group, for an organization called the Alternative Board, and more importantly, he's our good friend. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back again.
It's good to have you back. I think today you want to talk about the benefits of using professional advisors. Is that right?
Yes. We see more and more the impact of not having to reinvent the wheel and having people who have been there before to help you out, and it's really, really a huge resource for small business owners.
You
We're
know,
so
John,
alone out there.
John, when I started doing my show back in 97, sometime after that, the SBA, some members of the SBA, people who are in charge of the research over there, is Chad Moutre now, but it was somebody else in those days, came on my show and reported that 50% of businesses fail in 5 years. And within the last 12 months, a Dun & Bradstreet report showed that 50% of small businesses fail in 4 years. That's a 20% increase in business obituaries, John. And I thought about that. That number shocked me. It frightened me. It saddened me to think that we had that kind of an increase in failures. At a time when the economy's going well, there's never been a time when people can get loans from banks to fund their growth like than now. And I'm thinking, okay, why would that many businesses fail? What would be the one reason? The economy's good. If you got a decent model, you can get business. You can grow your business. In no place on the planet is it easier to start and run a business than the United States. Why would business failures be going up? And the only thing I've decided is the failures did not get the information that they need. Either they couldn't find it, they didn't know how to find it, or they didn't look for it. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a large part of it. Even your newsletter of this weekend, the Field of Dreams philosophy.
Mm-hmm. If you build it, they will come.
Right. And sure, that's how a lot of us started small businesses. We said, gee, we know what we're doing, and somebody will pay us to do this, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a strategic plan. We go out and start it, but, you know, just to have somebody point out that that's what you're doing, that they're not just going to come. You know, we see it all the time with small business people that come into a board and they go, well, you know, I'd like advice on how to grow my business because, you know, I have a great product and I have great services and I have great people and I really know my stuff and I don't seem to be doing any business.
Mm-hmm.
What's the problem? And, right away people say, well, have you done this? Have you done this? Have you done this? Have you done this? Well, no. Don't you think people will just find my website? Don't you think people will just find my location?
And love me when they find me.
Right, right. You know, business owners, we interview hundreds in the course of a year, and we say, why are you different than your competitors? And their answer is almost universally, well, we're good at what we do. We charge a fair price. We're not the highest, but we're not the lowest. And if we mess something up, we'll make it right. You can depend on us. And we say, well, what do you tell your customers when you meet somebody for the first time? And they say, well, that's what we tell them. And, of course, if you've got a couple advisors around, they may point out that that only differentiates you from the people who are out there saying they do a lousy job You know, they
charge too much.
Right. They cheat you and they don't follow up. So anybody who's advertising that, you have differentiated from.
And that's not something you want to take to your banker, is it?
No, he probably isn't going to be overly impressed.
So where do advisors fit into all this?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of professional advisors. I mean, we have the 1-2-3 rule that we tell our clients. You know, there needs to be one decision maker in a company, have two banks, and have at least three CPAs in your CPA firm. And all advisors start with CPAs. We need financial advisors. None of us are wise enough to do taxes on our own anymore. And the reason we say three CPAs is because I've seen two small businesses fail because they had a solo CPA who got ill.
Right.
They had
the wrong one.
Choosing the right one, of course, is key. But, you know, and that's where advisors help, too. You know, we see it all the time. People say, well, you know, I'm going to do this deal, or I'm going to sign this big distribution contract, or I have this great opportunity, and, you know, I'm going to give it to my attorney. And it's just having that different perspective. It's like, well, why are you giving it to your attorney? Well, he's been my family attorney. He's done our estate work for the last 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, you don't think outside the box, and having somebody else sitting there going, well, why are you giving a big distribution contract to an estate attorney? He may be a great guy.
Or to the guy who closed your loan or did your will.
Right, or to your real estate guy, or to, you know.
I mean, you wouldn't get the heart to do your cataract surgery, folks, or to set the bone, put your arm in a cast. Attorneys are very similar, aren't they?
Oh, yes, and remember, those surgeons, I mean, those physicians, by having MD after their name, are licensed to do that. Your gastroenterologist is allowed to fix a broken arm.
Yeah.
He'd be foolish. And your attorney is allowed to practice anything within the law if he's admitted to the bar. But that doesn't mean he should. A good attorney.
But you know, it's hard though, John, to find. It seems to me that it's not easy to find a small business, an attorney who specializes in small business. I've known some, you know some, but they're not everywhere. They're not on every corner, are they?
No, they're not. I really, in San Antonio, we probably have, I think, almost 6,000 attorneys, and I know three or four that do small business well.
Exactly. Then by a quick break, right back with our good friend John Eady. We're going to talk some more about how to find and use advisors in our small businesses. 20 after. Stay with us.
Skip the light, Fandango.
Only you can to make all this world seem right.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is the flagship where you can find our show and thousands of other pieces of important content for to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. All of it with no barrier to entry. If you can get there, you can have it. And also, check out all the different ways that you can get our archives. We got four new ways that you can listen, all MP3, by the way. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there. Also, on AskJim.biz, don't forget, that's our knowledge base. That's where you can find small business answers now. And John Deaney, our guest this half hour, is very well represented there, and he's going to be continuing to provide more and more information. And, John, by the way, thank you for helping us get Ask Jim kicked off well.
Well, my pleasure, Jim. I hope everybody contributes their knowledge. That's what we do, and you know, it's like networking or anything else. You'll benefit best by giving it away. It will come back eventually.
That's what Ecclesiastes said when somewhere, I think it's chapter 11, cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. And my friend Ivan Meisner says, givers gain. I like the way he says that.
I agree. That's probably a good tip for searching out professional advice. If the first thing they say is, this is how much it's going to cost to meet me.
Mm-hmm.
move on.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly right. If you're being interviewed, if somebody's interviewing, you're interviewing someone as a professional, and they want to charge you for word one, then you probably aren't with the right person.
No, that's correct.
But you can't take advantage of them either, and so you have to be part of that bargain too. So how do we, you know, John?
It's also being willing to give it away. Goes back to attorneys very quickly. My best source for finding attorneys that specialize in something when I need it is my attorney. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the reasons I like him and I keep coming back to him is because when he doesn't know something, he says, you know, I'll find out the guy who's best in that and I'll send you to him.
That's the kind of people you want to be around.
Right.
You know, when I was a consultant full-time before I started this gig, my clients would ask me to do something many times because I was the guy who they were asking to get a lot of things done. And I would tell them, you know what, I don't know how to do this, but I'll find you the person who did. And that's what they hired me for. They didn't hire me to do it, the job that they need. They hired me to help them get it done.
Right, right. They want to see results.
That's right. So how do we find... What do you consider to be an advisor, a professional advisor? Do you consider people like the Alternative Board, that kind of an organization, is that professional advisors?
Sure. That's there are pure peer groups, and then we're probably more of a mixed model because we have professional facilitators who are consultants.
Mm-hmm.
So they can guide, direct, and give a little more input than a pure peer group. But a pure peer group is still, they're professionals. They're business owners on your level. Any of those around the country, and they have different focuses and different approaches, but EO or YPO or Vistage are all nationwide groups along with the Alternative Board. And they all provide some methodology for getting top-flight executives together. And by top-flight executives, I don't mean big corporations. I mean people who are the pen, who take all the responsibility for owning and running a business. And, you know, those are professional advisors. A tip that came out of one of our board meetings, just to give you some idea of the kind of little tidbits that can help, a tip that came out of one of our meetings a few years back about advisors is a couple times a year, call up your banker, call up your CPA, and call up your attorney. Invite them to lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of free advice, and they get to meet and network with each other, which they always appreciate the opportunity. So you become a business generator for them. They think fondly of you, and you get to have the three of them talk about your company for an hour.
Yeah. I know that in the alternative boards, your groups get together, and each CEO is a consultant to the other by sharing what they already know and what they've learned and you know what they did wrong and what they did right. Do you recommend that in an ad hoc way, sort of in an informal way, maybe just guys if there's not an alternative board near them and they haven't formed one yet, just getting together from time to time and being each other's advisor?
Absolutely. People call them mastermind groups or 20 groups or mentoring. But if you don't
have... How about just a couple of guys having lunch?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, what I would recommend is that you get people that are willing to commit to it so that however often you do it, whether you do it quarterly or monthly, they have a commitment to some continuity so you're not having new folks that you're bringing up to date every single time.
Right, right.
And then you also get to learn their strengths and weaknesses, and you can ask them for advice in areas where they have more experience. But putting one of those
John, isn't
together,
isn't the main thing? We got to wrap it up here, but
sure.
Isn't the most important thing just recognizing that you're not and folks, you need to understand this. You're not supposed to know everything. It's okay to say, John, I don't understand this. Will you help me?
Perfectly said. And we get so stuck in that rut of the employees coming to us, and we're supposed to be the answer man.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be expert about everything, and we're just not.
And admit it, folks. And when you admit it and you start asking for help, you'll never be more empowered than at that moment. John, give us your website, please.
We can be reached at tabsanantonio.com and nationally at tabboards with two B's in the middle there.com.
Thanks, John, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks a lot for having me, Jim.
John Deaney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise. I will be too right after the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.